considering the four straight wins before that, was that the toughest the coach has been so far?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a good challenge for us on the weekend, and yeah, took some good learnings from it. But yeah, definitely a tough game, and we've learned three things from it, so we're looking to implement them this week.
What did you learn from playing on Jared Waite?
It was a very good challenge. I think their forward line in particular, a very big forward line, and they have a fair few strings with Boomer down there as well, so tall and small. But I think just the consistency they had with each other and how well they played together, so it's good learning for me.
Do you think in the future you see yourself as a lockdown defender, or do you like to be loose across halfback?
I always like to get off as a halfbacker, but yeah, I think in this day and age, you sort of got to be a bit flexible with the game plan and that. So I think Bolts is being really keen for us as a backline group to get off, and but then also be versatile at the same time.
I guess obviously one of your strengths has been your ball use and the way you're able to rebound off halfback. One of the things you're working on this year is it to be, you know, a better one-on-one defender.
Yeah, definitely. Something always I pride myself in the ball use, and this day and age, you want to keep the ball in your hand as long as you can. But yeah, definitely. A place that I can work on is one-on-one defending, and then yeah, with the different types of forwards these days, just the versatility around that.
Just on that flexibility in defence, you reckon you'll be spending any time on Tommy Hawkins this weekend?
It would be a good challenge, yeah. Hopefully I can set myself there for a little bit, but yeah, as a backline, we like to be flexible with each other and hand over and give each other a bit of a chop out, so it's a good challenge.
How do you go about combating against those big boys? They've got a few of them down there.
Yeah, so as I said before, they're a bit stronger, but yeah, you know, there's always ways around it. Try to sit off a little bit or get into them early. So.
You had surgery on both hips in the pre-season. How's that coming along? Any soreness after games?
Just on the right hip in the pre-season, but nah, all good now. Back into full swing and now stringing a few games together. It's good to get the consistency back.
Yeah, you've put a block together of six. I think you play maybe seven in a row at the Giants. Do you think toward the end of the year, being a young player, you might need a rest, or are you just happy to play every game?
I'm happy as how I'm going now, and yeah, fingers crossed I can stay injury-free, but yeah, the consistency in the fitness and medical staff here have been really good and helped me through each step of the way, so credit to them.
How frustrating was that for you? Like, you come to a new club and then you need hip surgery straight away and you're out for a while.
Yeah, at the time, very frustrating, especially when you wanted to put your hand up and get a good start at the new club and impress the new coaches. But I think at the same time, it was the right thing to do, just get myself right back on the right track, and then, as we can see now, it's paying dividends.
Some say the Cats are premiership favourites, but they showed last week that they are beatable. Do you feel that they are almost get them?
Oh, definitely. I think this year, as you can see across the whole board, anybody could beat anybody, and that's it. Each week, you just got to come with your game plan, know your structures and what we have to do, and we really look forward to the challenge this week.
Blues are reportedly keen on Caleb Marchbank. Would you like to share a defensive 50 with your former teammate?
First I've heard of this, but yeah, he's a great fella, and hopefully good luck to him at the Giants, but yeah, I'm enjoying my time here at the Carlton now.
Do you still keep in touch with him?
I'll definitely talk to a few boys up there, but yeah, they're going very well at the moment.
Trying to pull any of them down to Carlton?
Oh, not me personally. I'll leave that to the big dogs.
Yeah, alright. Thanks, guys.